The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you live on this Friday, 5th of October, 2018. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Hey, you know what? This morning, I don't know if anybody else noticed, but first Dianne Feinstein came out. They're giving their speeches against Kavanaugh, you know, this morning on the Senate floor. Feinstein comes out. She's got a Christian cross on her lapel. And then, so I was sitting with a friend, and I said, well, if Schumer comes out with a Christian cross, I'm going to croak. And she says, well, you better start croaking. And Schumer had a Christian cross, too, and an American flag on his lapel.
Get out of town.
What do they think they were trying to convey? What message?
That they're, what do they call that when Jews are supposedly Christian?
Judeo-Christian?
No. There's a term. I'll think of it here in a second. The harder I reach for it, the faster it's going to run away. I'll think of it here in a minute. But at any rate, I find that rather fascinating. Dianne Feinstein, a Christian.
And Schumer.
And Chucky.
And really, really gold ones, they really shined. You could really see them.
Hmm.
You couldn't miss that they were cross.
What, was that a talisman that they were wearing to keep the vampires away from them? Or?
I don't know. Hmm. I was totally shocked. I said, I can't believe they would do that. Unbelievable.
Well,
you know, this whole thing has been so crazy. I'll be glad when it's over with tonight, tomorrow night.
Well, and the more that comes out about Mr. Kavanaugh, the less that I'm, enthusiastic about this guy being a justice.
I didn't like him because I knew he hung around Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld. I thought, well, right there, that was bad. As powerful as a Maytag refrigerator.
Well, Christian wearing, Messianic, that's what I was looking for, Messianic Jews.
Oh, Messianic, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, was turned to a Messianic Jew.
Who's he trying to?
I don't think so.
I can't even venture a theory as to why they would even do something like that. What?
I don't know.
I mean, aren't they afraid that cross will turn white hot and burn through their skin? I don't know.
I told my friend I was sitting with, I like to see lightning bolt come down right now. But this whole thing, all these women out there demonstrating, you know. Mm-hmm. You see, the thing is, they hate the patriarchal society. They want to be a matriarchal society where a bunch of crazy, emotional women run the country.
Totally amazing. All righty, Laura. Yeah. Thank you for that. I was not aware of that.
Bye.
Schumer with a cross, huh? Mark in Georgia.
Sir. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Can you not hear me?
Hello, Mark.
Can you not hear me?
Okay. Cut the call.
Hold on. Hello?
John in northern Michigan. Hello, John.
Yeah, through the phone 2 days in a row, I could talk to you, John.
Well, I got an email about some of the critters that have been calling into the show and going, what do you now, do you have a phone bank dedicated to RBN that they're hiding out in the CIA basement?
Yes, I guess that would be one option. But did you figure think of the word messianic?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was calling and I'm still on the phone. I haven't refreshed my computer yet, but I was talking to my friend, and who you've probably talked to too, but her name is Deborah Tavares, and I've been talking to her for years, but I'm not talking about having, you know, anything about, she shared something with me concerning every community in the country, or will be soon every community in the country, where these cities are establishing a climate action plan. Have you ever heard of that term?
I've heard the term before, yes.
Okay, and resilient is their new term for Agenda 21. I don't know if you knew that.
Okay.
And it's up here in northern Michigan. Everything is resilient. And I did go to my town and where I live and looked up to see if they had a climate action plan. And they haven't yet, but the county has something planned. And this climate action plan is supposed to control how much... the energy that you are using and what type of carbon footprint you're going to be putting down in the area. And they'll have if you are doing too much, then you'll have consequences. But it's something I would recommend just to see if it's in your area to anybody in your audience to just check in or check your county or your city and look for a climate action plan or energy plan or resilient plans, and you'll see that the UN is alive and well and making changes in your neighborhood.
Well, it's been going on for a very long time.
They still are being aggressive in getting things in place for our future. That's what I wanted to share with you, seeing that you had some time on your hands.
All righty. Well, I appreciate the call.
All right. Well, God bless you.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right. Yeah. Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
How are you this evening?
Fair to Midland. Yeah, something good. I don't know.
Well, another word instead of messianic might be Murano, okay, in the 1400s, 1500s, in some of the European Christian countries. A lot of the Jews so-called converted, but maintained their Talmudic beliefs underground, okay, at the same time professing to be Christian. So that might be another term you might look up. But I listened very intently today to the entire testimony or speech by Susan Collins. And I had originally called the Trump presidency and the White House prior to his making a decision. And my comment on the line at that time was, I do not want Brett Kavanaugh. Okay, I favored Amy, the young lady that was from Notre Dame and had a good background with the pro-life movement and so forth. But anyway, after listening to Susan Collins today, I know I made the right decision and the right call. I would urge everybody on Republic to listen to everything that she said. And I think what we're getting here is another David Souter. I think also You know, she brought out that Condoleezza Rice was a strong supporter of Kavanaugh. I just feel as though we've been had once again. I will be very, very surprised, pleasantly, but I'm not going to hold my breath, if he provides a conservative viewpoint on the court.
Well,
Justice Kennedy, okay, had come out in favor of same-sex marriage. He had supported and was on the side of Roe v. Wade. I believe he, you know, by supporting Kavanaugh, was giving us an idea of what was to come. So,
well, if Condoleezza Rice is for Brett Kavanaugh, this issue about how he's voting Fourth Amendment, it's pretty much settled that, yeah, they can capture all the information the government wants to. I see no problem with that.
Yeah.
I think that's why Lindsey Graham came out strongly in favor of Kavanaugh and against the Democrats, because I've never seen this little twit get red-faced over anything, even being embarrassed by some of the stuff that he says when he's confronted with it.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I just encourage everyone to listen to her entire speech.
I watched the whole thing today.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, what's your reaction?
Well, it's, my reaction is she was grandstanding. My take on that, she was grandstanding for her voters back in Maine. That somehow Susan Collins, that's supposedly a Republican, that's more moderate Democrat than anything else, I saw that as a stumping speech to try to keep herself in her seat than anything else.
Yeah, that could very well be.
Yeah.
Same thing, you know, with Manchin. But
yeah, now
it remains to be seen.
Well, and
all I'm saying is I don't think he's going to be pushing the court to the right. There's a book out by Michael Hoffman. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Michael Hoffman has a book on fairly recently, and he's going after, as he usually does, Catholic Church. And I'm a Catholic in many ways. It needs to be gone after. But in any case, he's got a picture of Antonin Scalia before a Jewish conference, okay? And Scalia is attempting to show the similarities and to bring the Talmud into place in our constitutional law. Very interesting.
Well, then that would leave out that Justice Scalia was murdered down here in Texas, because that would have been somebody certainly to keep on the bench on the Supreme Court, don't you think?
Well, yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Yes and no. So, anyway, why don't you get Michael Hoffman on sometime?
I've had Michael on several times over the years.
Have you?
Yes, okay. I have, yeah.
All right.
All righty.
That's all I have tonight, John. Okay. Have a nice weekend.
Okay, you too. Bill in, that was Bill in Wisconsin. Let me go to Ted in Montana. Hello, Ted.
Hey, John. How's it going today?
Hi.
I got to call in and bust your caller chops again today. The crosses that Feinstein and Schumer are wearing, if I'm looking at the correct video, and I'm pretty sure I am, the Senate debate and procedural vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh, what looks like a cross that they might be wearing is a microphone with a cross lapel pin in the vertical, and the microphone is, the lapel pin is horizontal, and the microphone is vertical, and it obviously has a cord sticking on the bottom. So I don't think it's a cross. I might be looking at the wrong video, but what I see is not, you know, if I'm looking at the right one, it's not a cross, it's a microphone.
Well,
so, I just thought I'd,
you know,
I'd put that forth.
If I was either Schumer or Feinstein, I would be afraid to do something like that.
I know.
Just in case God's in a foul mood today and you'd strike him down with a bolt of lightning.
I know. I couldn't believe it. That's why I had to look it up.
Okay.
What I see, it's just a microphone. It's not any specific type of symbol that they're wearing. I do see the flag pin she mentioned and some other round pin on Feinstein's lapel, but what I see that looks cross-like is a microphone on. Now, I do have another question for you, John.
Yes.
You talk about the greatest story never told, Adolf Hitler, Dennis Wise's Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told, a lot. And I'm wondering if you have ever watched Dennis Wise's New World Order, Communism by the Back Door, 22-part series.
No, I didn't.
That, you should take the time to watch that. It's longer than Greatest Story Never Told. I think it pushes 9 hours. Like I said, it's about 22 parts long. He's got most of it still up on YouTube, on Dennis Wise, his channel. And that right there is where what I was talking about yesterday, what I see is that the whole thing is Masonic Judeo-Communism. And I don't hear anybody putting it in those specific terms, but even in The Greatest Story Never Told, Hitler was fighting and getting rid of the Freemasons. He was having problems with the bankers that called themselves Jews. He was having problems with the communists that called themselves Bolsheviks and were mostly Jews. So, even there it goes into it. But it lays it out very well in Communism by the Back Door. And the only problem I have with what he's put forth in that is the Khazarian story. What is your opinion on that part of it?
Let me do this, Ted. Let me go to his YouTube channel. 22 parts, 9 hours long.
I'm guessing. It's been a long time since.
Okay, well, let me take a look at it before I offer any opinion. So.
Okay, well, you know what I'm talking about. The story where some of what are probably called today the Ashkenazi sect of Jews were supposedly from the converted ruler of Khazaria back in whatever year.
The day, yeah.
Right, right. You know what I'm talking. That story that's going around.
Right.
Do you know what David Duke's opinion on that is?
You know what? I might have at one time, but I don't pay that much attention to David Duke anymore.
Yeah. You know, I haven't even seen him on YouTube a lot lately. But both him and someone who does a history of Judaism, both think that was a concocted story. That is absolutely not true.
Back that up. What is not true?
The fact that, well, this story that supposedly the modern day Jews, a lot of them were the converted Khazarians.
Okay.
To where they had the choice to either do Catholicism or Islam or Judaism, and they chose Judaism. That's why I've always heard it anyway.
All right. Well. Whatever the case may be, I guess everybody's going to find out. We got 7 billion people; they're going to find out within, say, the next 100 years, who was right and who was wrong.
I would think so. Yeah.
I would think so. Ted, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff.
All right. By the way, divided countries, North Korea. I don't know. Somebody desperately wants to keep war on the cutting edge of that's a distinct possibility and might happen. Let me check my watch tomorrow. Oh. Syria has pretty much blown up. Not blown up per se, but Israel's not getting their way with getting Assad out of there so they can go steal some more land. North Korea, I guess Trump might have made some sense to our guy with the bad haircut, Mr. Kim Jong-un. Because guess what they're doing in North and South Korea right now as we speak, folks? They're disarming. Whoa. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. You got the guru and the trainer and the full course dress. You got the software.
North and South Korean troops have begun to disarm their heavily fortified border as part of the reconciliation efforts between the two countries. Well, the same, but divided. Starting on Monday, Seoul and Pyongyang began removing all the landmines from the joint security area located along the 155-mile demilitarized zone separating the two countries. That's a lot of landmines, folks. The move is part of the agreement reached between the South President Moon Jae-in and North Korea's Kim Jong-un last month in Pyongyang, where they pledged to continue efforts to disarm the border and halt hostilities. Now, North and South Korean troops have started to disarm their heavily fortified border as part of the reconciliation. The project will take place over the next 20 days, according to South Defense Ministry. The South, I should say, plural. The move is part of the agreement reached between South President, as I said, Un and Jae-in. The deal also calls for the removal of guard posts and weapons from the JSA, according to Reuters. The troops who remain will be unarmed. The JSA is the only point on the border where troops from both sides come face to face. Now, the two sides have already taken steps to cool tensions in the region. Earlier this year, South Korea removed its propaganda loudspeakers, which it used to blast anti-Pyongyang messages along the border. And North Korea symbolically moved its clock forward 30 minutes to align with its southern neighbor in an act of unity. Wow, not an hour, a half hour? Okay. I guess that was a... It's for no other reason except to screw with you, I would imagine, at any rate. 800-313-9443. In case you haven't heard the commercial, folks, we're offering the Front Sight Firearms Training, a lifetime membership for $500. We're able to do that for October, November, and December. And I had many people express, well, they couldn't come up with the cash or they missed the... Well, you can still call because it's on. And folks, I wouldn't be pushing so hard on this except for two reasons. Primarily, you're going to have to become a teacher, or hoping that the people are serious about their training, that go out there and cover as much as they possibly can. And my hopes is you become the training cadre for other people. If you absolutely can't afford a membership, I understand. The second benefit to this is a fundraiser by Dr. Ignatius Piazzo for Republic Broadcasting Network. He's reviewed what we do and how we do it, and he's okay with it. And I'm glad, because we need a source of cash to keep things going. Now, so far, how long has that banner been up, Mike? Week. So far, Dan Setterfield, I would have heard from him. He gets real excited when people respond. I have not heard from him yet. Here's his numbers. Give him a call. Have any questions whatsoever, give him a call. He answers his cell phone or his home phone. Cell number 573-465-2356. Or his home phone, 573-762-2356. This is the first time I've ever seen an area code with the last four digits being exactly the same. How does that happen? At any rate, 573-762-2356 is the home. 573-465-2356 is his cell number. Give him a call. Keith Rogers. Hello, Keith.
Hello there, John. Hi. Hey, you know, I was just going to say, you know, Hillary Clinton put out what the stated U.S. policy was against Korea. But what's important to know is that when Moon was running as president there, he ran on the platform of reuniting the two Koreas. And I did some research on that, and I found out that Moon himself, his entire family emigrated from North Korea. And this is the premise of why it's so important for the Koreas to unite. And, of course, U.S. policy is that they don't want any peace, because you're talking about billions of dollars in arms sales.
So you're saying that they unite, they're going to be arms shopping, and the U.S. is going to be the big seller?
No. The U.S. doesn't want peace, because they're selling countless billions of dollars of arms to Japan and all stuff like that, you know. And this is the same premise around the world, you know, just like whether it's Pakistan or anyone else that wants to buy the S-300 arms from Russia, the U.S. instantly gets out there and says, no. You've only got to buy our arms.
Well, I don't know. I'm not buying the fact that they're just worried about losing some arms sales. That's not why the United States has posted itself around the world. It's just not for arms sales, and I know the complete story and the history on that one. It is about control.
Of course, yes.
All right. Got to go to break. No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Wayne in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, John, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call because the last couple of weeks have kind of crystallized something in my mind that I kind of suspected, but it's really brought out of the woodwork, and that's this radical women's movement that has grown steadily over the last two decades or so. And at first, you know, everybody was in favor of seeing gains for women in the business world and government, but this little Kavanaugh Kabuki dance brought a lot of these radical cretins out of the woodwork, and I'm talking about this idiot Congress lady from Hawaii, this Mazie Hirono, who spouted about men had to sit down and shut up. You know, we weren't allowed to offer any opinions, and this Kamala Harris and Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg, and yeah, these women are twits, but what seems to be happening is I think they're having a lot of negative impact on the minds of young women. When you see these young girls interviewed in these marches and all that, it's like they have such a visceral hatred for white males now. It just seems like they're being poisoned for quite some time. And nobody's really talking about this, but I kind of feel like it doesn't bode well for the future if these women with power of influence have this low regard for white males and are allowed to openly and publicly denigrate, demonize, and do all this to white males without much retribution against them. Kind of wonder what your thoughts were.
Well, my first thought when you were talking about this, yeah, I'm familiar with who you're speaking of. And my hope is Hawaii goes independent.
That'd be a good start.
Yeah, it would be. I see no reason, aside from a naval base we have there, to be even have Hawaii as part of the United States. If that happened, I'm sure Mike Rivera would want to move out of Hawaii. But I have a half-baked opinion on it, and I don't want to give you a half-baked opinion. But I know who this woman is, and I've watched her enough that when I see her, I don't even listen to her. I turn the volume down. I'm not really interested in the damn thing she has to say.
I understand. And, again, it's like a lot of guys, we're busy, and we don't pay much attention to these twits. But, again, I'm a little concerned about the rising influence of these kinds of idiots right in the public sphere. That's all.
Well, I don't know that they're influencing much of anything. What you're seeing is the best that the socialists, the communists, the leftists, I don't even know what you call them anymore, have to offer. And we've tracked down the origins of their organization, who's funding them, why they're doing it. I think perception, they're hoping perception becomes reality, but the way I see this is being overblown, overexposed. I'm tired of the media talking about them. And I think it's their last gasp attempt, and it ain't working. It ain't working. Like I said at the beginning of the show today. I think they're guaranteeing that the Democrats get the crap beat out of them in November. No matter how you feel about moderates or rhinos or conservative Republicans, give it a name. I don't care. That's why Joe Manchin, he's from a red state, and he doesn't want to lose his Senate seat by pissing off his home state people. That's the way I read that one.
Yeah, it makes sense, and I really believe that you're definitely on the right track there. Again, I just go back to the fact that these idiots have way too much public exposure, and especially when you have CNN. In fact, I'm trying to come up with a word where you have white racism against other whites. You know, when you have white people talking about white males like they're some kind of scumbag, it's like, geez, there's got to be a word to describe this lunacy, but I haven't come up with it yet. But it just seems like, again, And again, looking at the bigger picture, there's a lot of people in South Africa now, maybe that didn't pay attention either when the crap started over there and the demonization started. And I just keep thinking that if the day comes, you know, we may be facing similar types of attitudes, because if this system breaks down, like we all suspect it's going to be, then 2 or 3 days will be chaos.
Well, I think what they really want is they want a civil war. Now, whether it's fought with arms, in which case we win, they lose, even before it starts. I'll follow the Sun Tzu edict that you already know that you're going to win even before you start fighting. If I was going to go against a class of people, disenfranchised Americans, people that are confused, don't understand how important freedom and liberty is, I don't know. But, boy, the people that are picking a fight are the ones that shouldn't be picking the fight. That's for damn sure. Because they're pretty much gunless and gutless to boot.
Yeah, I believe that's the case. And I just want people to be a little bit aware, because I know if I come across one of these, BITCHs, getting some in my face, and I'm gonna let her have it, man. I'm going to reduce her to a puddle in no time, because some of this crap is just nonsense.
Well, of course it is. And it's the perception they want to give, you know, that they're screaming it and they're protesting. And, yeah, I mean, there were even protests today while on the Senate floor, paid pundits in the galley where we're screaming, and the police had to remove them from the Congress chamber. But this is the best that they've got. And it's wearing thin with everybody, whether it be Hillary Clinton, she's still not over it, 600 and some odd days later. The Kavanaugh thing just went through. Pfft, yippee for us. The Supreme Court has compromised years ago. They couldn't find the Constitution with both hands in a lit room. So what else do we have to lose here? The only thing we're going to be losing is losing time listening to these asshats spout whatever they're saying. I don't know what they thought they were accomplishing, that somehow that the numbers were greater out there, the disenfranchised on the left side or the socialist or the communist, that they somehow thought that there was going to be this tsunami, this human tsunami that was just going to wash over everything and change the future of America. Well, it ain't happening. And I think the only thing they're getting at this point is pushback, and I think that's a way to entrench the Republicans. You know, they were worried about this vote. I didn't even think this Blasey Ford had the guts to even come forward, let alone testify and then lie to a bunch of senators. And we're all witness to that dog and pony show. This is the best that they've got, and it ain't going to do it. What people are interested in, they're interested in their country. They're interested in the security of the country. They want the damn wall built. They're tired of taxes being bled off to pay for illegals. They're getting better compensation than down-and-out Americans in this country is. So I think people across the board, forget the political left-right crap, I think people across the board are getting tired of this. And the only thing it's going to do is strengthen the Republicans for this November election. I don't know what to think. I don't know what they think they're doing.
Right, right. And I go back to the fact that, you know, you see statistics like, I think now there's, like, what, 60 million households, 60 million people in the country where in the household English isn't even spoken or something like that.
Yeah, we have 62 million illegals in this country right now. Could you imagine all the job openings if we deported these people? I mean, and walking into a McDonald's and actually looking at somebody that was born here that can hable inglés, holy mackerel.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of them are just sitting at home watching Univision and getting their marching orders for that matter. If you can't speak the language and have no other skills, you know, I don't see how you can, you know, provide yourself a living. But it sure seems like they drive some pretty nice cars and dress pretty good.
Well,
I get a lot of benefits.
Yeah, that's, yeah. In the meantime, America is suffering. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Wayne, thanks for your call.
Okay.
All right. Let me take Dan Sutterfield here quickly. Hello, Dan.
Good evening, John.
How you doing?
I just thought I'd bring you up to date real quick. It's not overly exciting right now. I've had two phone calls and three donations. They're going to be in the mail.
Great.
So, but nothing showed up in the mailbox yet. And these people were still just elated that this is back again. But nothing showed up in the mailbox yet.
All right. Well,
and you know, last time it took a while for it to kind of get moving. So, in a way, I'm not overly upset. I'm not upset anyway. But I sure would like to see some more movement.
Yeah,
Everybody's sake. They need to get out there and get practiced up, man.
You know the reason why I'm driving for this. You know why I'm pushing hard for it, because I think we're going to need people that understand how to use weapons in any given scenario in the future. And I've been urging people, you guys out there in the militias, hello, I'm talking to you, pull your money together, send your best guy over there, your leader, the teacher, whatever, get him trained up, send him out there as many times as possible to get trained in any given scenario. These are the people that are going to be training you are the ones that are most familiar with the tactics of the police and so on and so forth.
Amen.
Yeah, so hello, militias out there. Call this guy, please. You want to contact?
Wake me up. I'll love to talk to you.
If you want to email him, just email him at domedan, that's domedan, at hotmail.com. Or give them a call, 573-762-2356. That's his home number. Cell number 573-465-2356. By the way, since you're here, how the hell did you end up with a number that you got to say?
Do you remember when a cell phone came in a bag? It wasn't even called a cell phone. It's called a bag phone.
Yeah.
John, that's over 20 years ago at least.
Yeah.
Well, I had one. I felt like I could justify it because I was on the road doing repair and remodeling. Saved me a lot of trips. The guy that set me up, there was only, I think, one or maybe two cell phone providers in the community where I'm at. And I knew the guy really well that owned it. He was the head guy, and he was really intimate with the people that he would call up to get a phone number for the new clients. And he said, I bet you I could get the same last four for your cell.
Wow.
I said, boy, I need all the help I can with my memory. And he called up. I was sitting right there in his office when he did it, and he goes, see if you can find the number with the last four, 2, 3, 5, 6. Took the guy about 2 minutes. He just went down the list. He goes, got it. Bang, I had it. I had it forever.
Wow.
You just have to know the right guy, and that was just pure luck. He didn't owe me much. It's just he just thought he was being a good businessman, you know.
Hmm. All right, well, it answers that question. Well, folks, Dan is standing by. The need has never been greater for more than one reason. Give Mr. Sutterfield a call. He does not mind your questions, your inquiries. Give him a call. Thank
you. I'd love to.
Thank you, Dan.
Hey, I got two friends out there today. They just arrived at Front Sight last night, and they did their first day of training. He should be calling me pretty soon, letting me know how he felt about it. I'm excited to hear it.
Good deal. I'm waiting for testimonies of the people that have already signed up and the ones that are going through the training. I want to hear from them.
Yes, they need to call in. I would strongly recommend that they call in. Even if they haven't gone yet, they've been getting the emails. They're up to date. Surely they've spent some time on the website deciding what they want to take, when they want to go. Just anything like that to fan this flame. We need some action. Just like you said, we've got to have people out there that are trained that can train other people, John.
There you go. It worked for the military and the Green Berets. That's why they were in Vietnam.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I don't want to take much of your time. I appreciate your show.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate your call. Thank you for the update. Mark in Georgia is back. Let me take Mark. Hello, Mark. Yeah. Hello.
Can you hear me this time? Can you hear me this time?
Yeah, can you hear me is the question. You couldn't hear me before.
I could hear you, but not couldn't hear me. I don't know. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You hanging in by the skin of your teeth?
What's up, Mark?
I just wonder, you doing okay, or just... Oh, geez, and this guy decides, oh, I'm going to run a red light now. All righty, I'm trying to clear this intersection and get out of here. Yeah. Anyway, just wondering, you guys are hanging in there, or barely making your budget, or...
No, barely making the budget, Mark.
I'm looking forward to being able to help you there. So, we'll see what happens next. My sister said, oh, well, apparently the court finally upgraded their software. And I'm like, oh, so they were backlogged before and they're still backlogged. So anyway, I'm looking forward to being able to get in to help you guys out. See, if only you were just another Zion and Chill like Alex Jones, you'd have millions of dollars to squander. Right?
Yeah, you know, isn't that fascinating? I read something the other day that he was taking in millions and millions of, I think in 1 year he did $16 or $17 million off of his store. And I'm like, really? If I had that kind of money, the thing that I would do is lock up financially this network until I either died or the second coming of Jesus, or the New World Order has been put back in its little box and buried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't help but wonder if this whole thing with YouTube and all like that is a means of to people who, you know, I don't like to use the term conspiracy theorist, because I know it's a loaded term, but to people who don't apply proper critical thinking, to them that gives Alex credibility, oh, look, he's being persecuted, and it's like, well, either that or also the psyop to make people think that he's legitimate when he's not being really straight about things, you know. And our quarrel's not with Jews anyway, but that's one of the things that the guy, I don't know if you're familiar with Adam Green, No More News.
No.
KNOW More News, and basically ADL was saying he's an anti-Semite. And he said, I've never made any kind of blanket accusation against all Jews. I'm saying there are certain elements that think they're above the law because either they control the instruments of currency or they're doing the bidding of those who do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. By the way, Mark, you're the guy that was waiting for something to be processed. You were going to come into a bunch of money. Are you the same guy?
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm the same Mark. And, yeah, my inheritance is like the judge is taking his sweet time. And I really, all I know is the court is backed up. And once I get that money, I'm in the process of setting up a 508 church organization, which means I don't have permission from the state to speak my mind about why having a 501c3 is a mistake.
Yeah.
And it's not just an innocent mistake. It's something where Chuck Baldwin has made very clear that in the past he's gotten literature basically explaining him what the obligations of having a 501c3, what you can do, what you can't do, and he routinely ignored that, you know, what they told him not to do, and apparently he didn't keep them, but kind of wishes he had at this point, because it's like it's rather interesting stuff about you don't criticize public policy, you don't tell people not to pay. Well, I don't know. The thing that has to be clear is like Aaron Russo said, I'm not telling people not to pay the income tax in the same way that if Guido demands protection money, if you don't pay him, he can do you serious injury.
Right.
So I'm not telling people not to pay the income tax. I'm saying, while there is no law, the fact is, you know, you have no moral or lawful obligation to do that.
Right. And by the way, Mark,
Mark, a lot of trouble. What?
By the way, one of the first things that you do, please promise me you will do it, is you've got to upgrade your phone and your phone service, because the one you've got right now, my friend, sucks. All right. Hey, look, I've got a half a dozen. Mark, I have a half a dozen callers holding here, and I've got 7 minutes in which to go through them.
All right, God bless you.
All right, take care. Larry in Austin, let me take line 9 here. Hello, Larry.
Hi, John?
Yes.
Hey, it's Larry in Austin.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to bring up a couple things. Basically, I'm just kind of very much blown away at how the Democrats and all these people who are in the streets aren't even bringing up any of the real issues. Nobody, none of the Congress people, none of them that I heard of, brought up any kind of thing about the Fourth Amendment issues with Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And though I'm glad they got him in there just because of the Second Amendment, that's the thing that kind of, it just opens my eyes.
Well, Larry, does that go a ways to explaining to you why Lindsey Graham popped off the way he did? Because he wants this.
Absolutely.
He wants this guy on the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. The insider.
Yep.
Yeah. One other thing. I know you're short on time. Frontsite is an outstanding place to train. I've been a member of that place for about 20 years.
Wow.
And the only problem is that it's out in Pahrump, Nevada. And that is literally the only issue, is that it's not in our backyard.
Well, and they're opening. Now, here's the thing that most people don't understand, that Piazza is actually building a thing here in Texas.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, he is. So you get a lifetime membership. He's opening up two more training facilities. So it's
I just tell your audience that, you know, as far as firearms training goes, and I've had a lot of it, that place is outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just impeccable. It's a wonderful place to train. They have all kinds of training. First thing I saw when I drove onto the lot, don't tread on me flag flying high. First thing I saw.
I love it.
You know, and it's just a great place, man. Just so for your listeners, if ever there's a time to donate and help out John's network, this is it, man. I mean, it's just total win-win right here, man. This is amazing.
Larry, I couldn't agree with you more, and I thank you for your kind words.
You got it. I thank you for your fine work as well.
All right, thanks.
All right, good night.
Thank you, Larry. Yeah, it's a double win situation, double plus good. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Double plus good. So you hit on a real salient point, John, when you mentioned that they got him in because they need him in.
Mm-hmm.
And the future as we go forward probably means that it's not going to be necessarily good for the Constitution, which I know you're well aware of, so I'm not going to belabor that. But as people watch these things, I hear a lot of people talking about all the social aspects. The social aspects of the 60s and 70s, the protesters did not stop the Vietnam War, no matter what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
When it became unprofitable and they were losing too much, they quit.
I would have a tendency to agree with that. And it really was a shame, people. And this was a time that, you know, we had just gone through the Cuban Missile Crisis. We had just had a president and the attorney general killed and Martin Luther King and all of this chaos. And come to find out that, wait a minute, this was not even a war. It was a police action. The reasons why we went in there, the Tonkin incident didn't happen. LBJ pretty much proclaimed to his cabinet and the inner circle, I'll give you your damn war, just get me in there. And they fulfilled the promise. And how many people died? 58,000 Americans died, but how many Cambodians died? How many South Vietnamese? And these weren't all political people who were picking up arms to go shoot somebody on one side or the other. These are just people that have been banged about by the French, by the British, and then the United States rolls in. You know, it was tragic, and what was even worse was the American soldier that was coming back from this unpopular war and how they were treated. Now, imagine if that same sentiment were here today about the troops going, our heroes going to the Middle East. More people are aware now of this police action. Again, it's a police action in the Middle East because no war has been declared. They're a little bit smarter and a little bit savvier now, and this is turning a lot of people off. They keep doing the same stupid things, hoping that they have the same stupid result from the populace, and it ain't working that way. People are getting smarter.
Well, and they're getting better at tricking us, and so as we watch this whole Kavanaugh debacle,
yeah,
we have to realize when people say that they're glad he's in there,
yeah,
if they're a constitutionalist at all, shame on them.
Well, I'm waiting for Anton Scalia to show back up. And that, my death was prematurely reported. Yeah.
Thank you for your show. Keep doing your good work, and I'll keep trying to support you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let me take Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick.
That's the end of the show.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Good evening, John.
Hi.
Can you hear me, John?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You know, they've been banning Alex Jones on YouTube, and that's owned by Google, but you can still get the Alex Jones InfoWars app on Google Play.
Really?
So, you know, go figure on that. And as far as the elections go, everybody's talking about the elections. When was an election ever really changing the direction of this country?
Well, it's not about changing the direction of the company or country. There's a slip. It's about just stopping the socialists and the communists for right now. It's not going to change anything. But
thanks, John.
Okay, appreciate your call. It's not about a change, folks. You didn't hear me say that the Democrat, you know, the red wave that's coming, it's going to change anything. It's just temporarily going to stop the socialists and the communists. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for listening. Please support the network. We'll see you Monday.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.